Thanks, Gavin. UNO Energy has announced this morning that it's entering the domestic gas market. The company launched a year ago, selling electricity to retail customers across the country, and now has 30,000 customers. Cathal Fay is CEO of UNO Energy, and he joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Padula.
Why the gas market and why now?
Why the gas market? I think why the gas market? Because we think we can offer value to our customers in the gas market in the same way we did in electricity. We can offer them the cheapest rates in the market at the moment. And I think now at the start of winter is a great time to be able to save on your gas bill.
Why not enter the gas market last year when you entered the electricity market?
Well, when we entered the electricity market, we wanted to make sure that that offering was right. We wanted to make sure that our app and our service was as good as it could be. So we waited until now at the start of winter to launch gas.
You say UNO Energy offers the cheapest fixed rate prices for new customers of gas, electricity and dual fuel, both gas and electricity. Talk us through the offering.
So the offering is, so if you are currently if you haven't switched in more than a year and you're on your current supplier's standard rates, if you switch to UNO Energy for gas, for a fixed rate for gas, you can save an average of €333 on gas if you've got typical usage. You can save €581 on electricity compared to the average of your supplier rates on electricity, and €914 if you switch for both. So there are substantial savings available by switching to us.
It's widely expected that the government will announce another energy credit in tomorrow's budget. UNO Energy, like other energy suppliers, will administer the credit. In your view, is that credit needed?
I think the credit will certainly be welcomed by all energy customers. I suppose whether it's needed, I believe it is still needed. I suppose wholesale prices aren't at the heights they used to be. They went to 10 times historic norms at the Russian invasion of Ukraine. They're no longer at those levels.
What levels are they at?
Wholesale prices are double, but if you get to retail prices, the average retail price at the start of the crisis was €1,200 per year per customer for electricity. At the peak, it went to double that, €2,400 per year for a typical customer. Now they're back down to €1,800 per year for a typical customer, so still high. So certainly any credit will be welcomed by customers to offset that increase.
Okay, now you have 30,000 customers. Are they able to pay their monthly bills?
Yes, our customers have a good record on paying their bills. We haven't got a significant amount we've avoided having a significant amount in arrears.
Okay. If there is another energy credit, will the government get the same rates that you offer to customers? How exactly does that work?
Well, it's a fixed credit, so the last credits were of €150. So what happens is we put €150 credit on your next bill. So for a UNO Energy customer, you get it straight away in the app. You can see you get €150 off the next bill. So that's the level of credit irrespective of the rate that you pay for your energy. So you'll get particularly good value with UNO Energy with our low rates.
I follow you. What's the outlook for electricity and gas prices this winter?
I'd say they are fair. They are balanced at the moment. I suppose a lot of it is about the gas price, which ultimately drives electricity price. At one point, they were 10 times historic norms. In spring this year, when we got through winter, when Europe got through winter due to a mild winter, they'd gone down to where they were 50% more than historic norms. Now, the market seems to be worrying about another cold winter this year, and prices are up again. Wholesale prices are double historic norms for this winter, despite fundamentals being strong. There's a lot of gas in storage. But it looks like the market is pricing in a risk of a cold winter, which would increase prices.
Oh, okay, bad news for customers. But anyway, Cathal Fay, CEO of UNO Energy, thanks for talking to us on the programme. More business news in the next hour.